is the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
6 minutes past nine. Good evening. My name is Vinny White. You're listening live from downtown Toronto, Yonge and St. Clair. Always a pleasure, never a chore. Always, always lovely to be here. It is the highlight of my week. And you never know where it's going to go. I'm here for an hour. My name is Vinny White. I'll do this bit quickly. I've been in this country for 7 years. I live here in Toronto. Elliot's the producer. You can phone the show on 416-872-1010. You can text the show on 71010. Is that all the housekeeping? Not quite. Then there's the whole Twitter thing. Do follow me on Twitter. It's a roller coaster of... No, I don't post much, actually. Vinny White is the name on Twitter. Vinny White's the name in real life. Vinny White's the name on Facebook. And you can just hang outside my house and look through the window and hold yourself closely. Whatever you want to do. Yeah, so that's that. So, it's an hour-long show, and it's going to start about here. Didn't feel like that beginning bit was a very good preamble, really. So let's push back the start of the show to now. Hey! All right, so I hope you're doing well. I've got a lot to pack into this show. We're going to do the top 10 worst Christmas songs of all time. They are so bad. It's mind-boggling. I've got some stuff to talk about with Streetcars. Are they still going? Are we happy with them? I took one this week. It was a phenomenal waste of time. So I want to talk about that. And who knows what else will happen. But I'm going to start with this. Have you got a bit of Beethoven ready for me, Elliot? Okay, so here's what I want to do, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to try and reenact something that I read on the internet this week. And it was on... I'm not going to mention his name much, and we're not going to talk about him, I promise. But I just want to do it. Just a little bit on the legend, the man that's larger than life and larger than a doorway. It's Rob Ford. I want to do a little bit on him because this week I was on Rob Ford's page. Now, say what you like about Rob Ford. Most people do. But I am Facebook friends with him. I don't think that Facebook friends is necessarily real friends. So I don't think, like, you know, I drive around with him. Well, I'd probably be a convict if I did. But I enjoy looking at the stuff on his page. And it was this week I was bemused by a particular gentleman who we will call Alex and some responders of Ford Nation. Now, Alex could be considered quite foolish because he posted something on Rob Ford's page, which might be considered a little cheeky or perhaps derogatory or maybe even downright offensive, depending on your viewpoint. But I loved the banter that ensued. So I decided I would make it radio friendly and... I decided that we would reenact it. Myself as Alex and Pei Chen as the other woman involved. Hello, Pei.
Oh my God, there's so much. And I feel like I'm correcting someone's homework by going through it. It's so repetitive.
We've decided to edit it a little bit because we realized that it would be about 15 minutes long. But what you're about to hear, and I want to be very clear on this. So if
it's a first rehearsal.
Is, well, we did a very brief rehearsal.
Well, then we realized how long it was. We got through two pages and then I just sat here and started crossing pages out because it's so damn repetitive.
I hope you haven't skipped too much because it is comedy gold.
Oh my God. No, I didn't even get to cross out the last half of it.
Good. Don't cross it all out. It's funny.
I didn't. Look, Vinny, the show is only an hour and I need to get home.
Do you know who show this is?
Before 11 o'clock.
Okay, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I am now going to read out to you, with the assistance of Pei Chen, an exchange that took place on the internet on Rob Ford's Facebook page, and I loved it. Ladies and gentlemen, we begin. Alex posted on Rob Ford's page. Mr. Mayor, I just heard that the news... There's new news. Toronto police are stepping up their ride program for the holidays. I just thought you would like to know.
Barbara, I hope that goes for everyone.
Yes, why would it not go for everyone? Why would anyone get a pass for drink driving? That would be insane and hypocritical.
Danielle, who posts a lot. Alex, I just heard that the Metro Toronto Zoo needs an extra ape. Why don't you volunteer? You seem to fit the profile.
Alex says, nice to see you again. The mayor is a drunk driver. Goodbye.
Danielle. Alex, the mayor is not a drunk. It is you, and you are a beep moron.
Always a pleasure, Daniela. Keep defending the repeat offender, drunk driver. He is a hero.
Of course he is a hero. Would you be able to withstand what he's been through? Josh Matlow was charged with DUI. So was Bylo and the premier of BC and Alberta. Winston Churchill used to drink a bottle of scotch per day.
You are right. He is a great man. You're super smart for supporting him.
You are such a dick.
Good discussion, as always.
Of course, I don't know why you hate him so much.
I do not hate the man. I have no personal feelings towards the man whatsoever. That's because I don't know him. That's the mistake all of you supporters seem to be making. You think that you should have personal feelings about him. You should not. He's an employee. He's bad at his job. Fired.
He grew up with my hubby. He's been at City Hall for 13 years. It's a media cover-up.
And what is it exactly that the media are covering up? I'm having a hard time understanding if it's too much media coverage or not enough. Which one is it this time? And my apologies. I did not realise that you had such a close personal relationship. An old high school friend of your husband? That's pretty close. Listen, I'm tighter with my bank teller. Nothing you do or the media can say will turn us on him. You actually say that out loud and proud? Meh, meh, you're a sheep. You think that this is the Maple Leafs versus the Habs. Your loyalty is dangerous and I'm sad that you get the same one vote that I do. Oh well, in a few weeks he'll be arrested and all of this will have been for nothing, Daniela. Nothing, you hear me?
Alex, when was the last time you got laid?
No thank you, Daniela. You're really not my type, but I do appreciate the offer.
I never asked you to lay with me. I asked when it was the last time you got laid.
By the way, if Pei Chen's grammar is incorrect, she is doing it word for word, so it is essentially correct.
I'm reading it the way it's written.
Mm. You go on to say.
Please, plus, I don't need dildos like you anyway. They are far too common. Alex, when did you get laid last? This is really horribly written.
Yeah, you don't have sex with dildos. You elect them. I forgot. Are you liking playing this insult game like it's high school? Do you miss it, school? Were they the best years of your life? Are you happy that Facebook has once again let you be the mean girl again? Oh, good for you. Do you ever get tired of making yourself look like a fool? It's like playing hockey against a five-year-old. You don't even have to be good to win. Just be an adult.
You've not answered my question. Alex, when was the last time you got laid?
You're adorable.
You still have not answered my question. Do you want me to repeat it? Alex, when it was last time you got...
If you just joined us, by the way, you're listening to an exchange between a man called Alex and a woman called Daniela on the internet on Rob Ford's page. We go on.
Alex, if you cannot understand the most basic question and answer it, how can you understand real politics? Keep on inhaling the smoke from media because you cannot answer the most simple questions.
Poor thing, you're so angry at strangers on the internet.
And this is not attack on you as a person, but all haters of Ford cannot have regular conversations and do not understand real life.
I should say at this point that Pei has deleted about two pages of this.
It's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, let's. What happens over the next two pages and probably 20 messages is Danielle asking Alex over and over again, when did you last get laid? When did you last get laid? And then making comments about the fact that he probably lives in the basement of his mother's house. So, and then I read this for some time, and because I'm an absolute raving giant idiot, I decided to get involved. So I say this. Well, what a remarkable thread, Danielle and Alex. I won't let my political views known, and I will not side with you, Daniela, pro-Ford, or Alex, anti-Ford, but I will say this. I really don't think your fascination with Alex's sex life is helping. I know that your general view is this. Alex needs sex, which he can't possibly be getting, to rid him of his irritation about the lies that Rob Ford has recently owned up to. And if Alex has sex, he will realise that Rob Ford is a good man with a few personal problems, but a great set of policies, particularly on saving tax to the citizens of Toronto. But let's imagine Alex spent last night with two smoking hot models having rampant sex and doing what Rob Ford so eloquently said about eating small cats. I feel Alex would still have his views, which, in his defence, are factually accurate, albeit not welcome here on Rob Ford's personal Facebook page. When you watch intelligent debates on television, you rarely see any of the panel ask about the sex life of the opposing viewholder. I think that might be because, well, Daniela, it's irrelevant. Alex says, if that kind of mind-changing sex exists, I need to have it. That would be some very, very good sex. Vinny says, I had mind-blowing sex once, but never mind-changing.
Anna, I beg to differ, Vinny. Daniela was trying to make a specific point. We are here on Rob Ford's page as his Facebook friends because we are supporters and say only positive things, as once again, it's the mayor's page. It's called Respect. Alex needs to get laid so he will stop bashing the mayor on his Facebook page. It's insulting to all of us. He should start a Hate Ford blog or something to release all of his frustrations towards Ford. Or simply get laid. One of the two would help him tremendously.
Well, listen, the fact that you take criticism of this person that neither of us knows, says Alex, personally, and the fact that criticism is a response to his work as a public figure, and the fact that the issues being criticised are things that he has admitted, really does say quite a lot about you. I'm not trying to offend anyone. I'm trying to offer criticism of a leader of my city who has frankly earned every bit of it. So, if you want to be offended because of the things that have nothing to do with you, that is your choice to be offended. And I think you're being a little too cute by half to even intimate that you are trying to make a legitimate point. You know well that you're just being such a mean girl. And with that, I will tell you this. In the boldest of fonts and the upperest of case letters, scream at me to relax. Scream at me to go and get laid. Tell me that I'm tightly wound up and tell me that I'm a fool. But I would never, never vote for that man. With that, he posted a link to the heavy, How Do You Like Me Now? And said, I'm leaving the conversation. And Daniela does actually get the last word.
Well, as of when you printed this, and she said, did I just hear I'm officially done? Hallelujah. Well done, Alex. And do not take it personally.
So there you are. A beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
A beautiful moment.
And we skipped pages.
We skipped a lot. And you know, the worst thing about this is, I'm obsessed with it. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. I lie in bed at night looking at what other people are saying about
this man. I read myself to sleep.
It got so bad, and I wish that this was a joke, and it's not, and this is going to make me look sadder than any of these commenters. I had two dreams about him. Rob Ford.
Didn't I tell you that would take over 10 minutes? We skipped.
I had two dreams about Rob Ford.
Why are you dreaming about him? Why are you still talking about him? The man you do not want to name, and you keep talking about
him. I'm obsessed with him.
I know you are.
It's really weird.
It's unhealthy. I hope they all write to you now.
Directly. Yeah, they hate me. They absolutely despise me because I got involved. Just getting involved is enough, even if you're impartial. Thank you, Pei. It was a pleasure.
I enjoyed that cold read. It was like being in an acting class.
It was really good. Did we pass?
Bah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Okay, bye.
Go get laid.
Take care. Vinny. I'll see you next week, okay? Thank you for helping me out. How are you doing? I hope everything's all right. You can call me on any number you like, but the best one I would say is 416-872-1010, and you can text the show on 71010. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be looking at 10 of the worst Christmas songs of all time, and also I'd like to talk about what I've been up to recently, because it's reasonably interesting.
You're tuned in to The Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Vinny White right here. Text coming in on 71010. Someone says, Rob Ford is responsible for every sunny day we've had in the last 5 years. Yeah. I'm going to take that dressed with a fairly good dollop of sarcasm on the side, I think. And if you want to call us on anything you can, 416-872-1010. Toby just called in. Hello, Toby. How's it going?
You just announced my text message.
Two channels. I can't get enough Toby today.
I've been going after Ford Nation since they kicked us out of Occupy Toronto. It's been they don't like me. I stole their Facebook group. There's this inner core that's a real nuisance because they are actual bullies. Like they're real bullies.
They could say the same about you, couldn't they?
Well, no, I'm actually just trying to have a normal conversation about what are the nuances on both sides of a discussion.
Yeah. In fairness, I have to side with you on one thing. Having read a lot of these posts, you see, there's a very defensive nature in the Ford brothers. And I think that when you look at an organisation, or in this case, a public operation, you tend to find that the people underneath that tend to have the same characteristics. And there is, if you listen to any of the Ford's radio shows before they stopped, a lot, it's probably about 60 to 70% of them is just them bashing everyone.
Yeah.
Now, you could say, many do, that they're doing it for all the right reasons and that they're cutting the gravy train and they had the public interest at heart and someone needed to take on all these councillors who were flouncing around spending loads of money. But I just think if you've got really strong policies and really definite ideas about what you want to do, do you have to criticise everyone?
Yeah, but what's at stake right now is the public consciousness. I mean, we're trying to eliminate bullying in schools, get rid of fighting in hockey. Mm. All these things that that Don Cherry and Rob Ford are against. It's just harming our society. This whole thing.
I think what worries me about this more than anything else is having, if you work in, I mean, even if you live in the city or even if you don't, even if you live in the States, it hasn't been possible for you to not follow this story. And of course, if you work in the media, it hasn't been possible for you to not follow it. And it's your responsibility to follow it. And I work in the media, so it's my responsibility to follow it. But I feel like it's like a bit like Pandora's box. In that the more you dig, the more you want to dig, the more you dig again, until I am slightly obsessed. I am actually a bit obsessed. So never mind him going through rehab. I need rehab. I need Ford rehab. I need to wean myself off the Ford brothers. Waking up at 3 a.m, Googling the latest, is not healthy. It's a ridiculous thing to be doing. And I think if ever there was any need to prove this, it's the fact that I dreamt about him. It wasn't a wet dream, but it was... It was mildly sensual. I think at one point Rob was running his hands through my hair, which is somewhat out of character, as explained. So there you go. If you've got a sexual obsession with Rob Ford, just like me, then why not call in 416-872-1010 and we'll start a new group. Wean yourself off Rob Ford, the peculiarly attractive man that we've all somehow managed to develop a massive obsession with in a very unhealthy way. Let's move on. I think that's quite enough of that. How are you? I hope everything's good. You can get in touch with me on the usual numbers 416-872-1010 about anything you want. But I would like to start this. I went shopping today at No Frills. It's an interesting scenario, the whole No Frills concept, isn't it? Because I'm a big man, a big fan of the basic shopping. I've never been a man with a great deal of cash, so I'm happy to go to these places, and it's all right. It's all right. You could do, I mean, it's not exactly high class shopping, is it? It's not like the old Maple Leaf Gardens Loblaws, where they've got buffed orange floors and croissants on every corner. I can't cope in there.
An English equivalent?
There is an English equivalent, yeah. Waitrose, I suppose. Waitrose is Harrods, if you've really got the money. Yeah, there's a real class system in the UK, actually. It's more prominent than here when it comes to shopping. If you go to Waitrose, you are Barry Big Bananas. You've made it. That's it. And if you go to Asda, which is Walmart, you haven't. Guess where I go when I'm in England? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Asda it is. Yeah, that's it. So anyway, I was there today. But if there's one thing I won't accept, I don't mind cheap prices. I don't mind what could be argued is not the best quality in the world. I won't have bad grammar. So let's get this out. No Frills. We won't be beat. We won't be beaten. All right. It's not we won't be beat. It annoys me every time when I go in there and I can't cope with it anymore. I'm going to get a pen and I'm going to put an E in afterwards. And then I'm going to run around the city fixing everything. I'm going to flip that bloody R on Toys R Us back as well. That annoys me. And the more you think about them, the more... This is a Rob Ford scenario once again. The more you start digging for bad grammar in the corporate world, the more there is. Apple, think different. Think differently! You've got a word processor on your bloody computer, haven't you? Walmart, I still don't know about this one. Save money, live better. I think that's wrong, but I don't know why. Could you, if you're an English teacher, perhaps you could tell me. 416-872-1010. I don't think you can live better, can you? Save money, no problem. Live better. Don't think you can. You can live a better life, or you can live... I don't think you can squash that into two words. Yeah, I think, you know, really what you need to be doing is organising a sentence. Just a thought. So I stuck on Facebook, what annoys you about the grammar in the world? And it went insane. Doug says, when people say something is very unique, there's no levels of uniqueness. Uniqueness is one of a kind. Yeah, that one annoys me. Denise just bashes all of us. North American grammar is notoriously bad. Having been brought up in South Africa, where good grammar was drummed into us, and lived in England for a couple of years, I appreciate good grammar. One thing I hate is he should have went to college. Oh, yeah, that one gets me. I heard newsreaders saying that the other day. I should have went. Should have gone. It's like nails on a chalkboard, she says. It drives me crazy. And the other one is, you done good, she says. Yeah. South Africa, I went there. I'll tell you, they do something really weird. Do you know what they call traffic lights? Robots. It's the weirdest thing. I wasn't ready for that. I got lost. I was in a rental car in Cape Town. And I said, how do I get to the nearest supermarket? Well, what you want to do, mate, is you want to go straight down there, over the bridge, and then it's left at the roundabout, and then turn right at the robots. What? Turn the right at the robots. And I'm thinking, I think I just seen that film, the one based in South Africa, the sci-fi one, I've forgotten the name of it now. And I remember thinking, maybe there is like a proper invasion. Maybe I'll go down there and there's just a big cyborg on the side of the street. Okay, correct me, John. I'm not entirely sure I understand it. Why is live better wrong?
It should be live well.
Ah, that's it. Are you a Brit?
Yeah.
Oh.
And two things that are used on a regular basis here. One, I can quote Dr. Johnson. Queen Victoria said to him, "Dr. Johnson, you smell." And he said, "No, Your Majesty, you smell, I stink." And the other one was, again, from Dr. Johnson. His wife walked in when he was with the maid, and she said, "I'm surprised." And he said, "No, my dear, we are surprised. You are astounded."
Poetry. Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. 416-872-1010 if you want to get stuck in on this. Hello, Mo.
Oh, hey, Vinny, how are you?
I'm all right. You're always driving. Where are you going? I feel like you're just constantly lost on a roundabout.
Sunday is my part-time job. I drop parcels.
You do what? You deliver parcels?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, what's up, mate?
Walmart, their employees, they wear blue vests.
Yeah.
It says at the back of it, our people make the difference.
Mm.
Which contains a self-condemnation that the reason our prices are low... because we pay our employees like garbage.
Oh, I see. Yes. Our people make a difference, but not necessarily in a good way.
That's right.
Thank you, Mo. Appreciate it. Actually, since we're on the subject of that, I wasn't going to go here, but let me just get this out. What's going on with this Black Friday thing? What's that about? Couple of words. I think they're grammatically correct. Calm down. I was really disappointed because for years this has been going on in the States, tied to Thanksgiving. And I've always had sort of an elitist temperament of, oh, I moved to the classier country where people are far more polite and understanding and we wouldn't bother ourselves with idiotic consumerism and materialism. I'm so pleased to be a new Canadian, which I always say in a pompous accent for extra effect. And then this year, so what's going on there? Outside the Eaton Centre on Friday, 6 in the morning, and by the way, it was -6 that morning, there was a load of people. I know that from the news reports. Don't think for a minute I was there, for goodness sake. I won't go to the Eaton Centre full stop. Never mind when with everyone else. Ugh. So, yeah, I could do a whole show on that, but I don't think I will. We'll go back to grammar, but just a quick note on the Black Friday thing. Don't bother. F off with your shopping, that's what I say. All right, 416-872-1010. Tanya.
Hello. Hi, Vinny.
Nice to speak to you.
Thank you. What annoys me very much is when people mix up got and have, and I hear broadcasters saying it all the time.
Go on.
I got to do this. I got to do this some all the time instead of I have to.
I see what you mean. Yes. And technically, since we're on the subject, if you say, can I get a coffee? No. You can't, unless you work there. Thank you, Tanya. Appreciate it. 416-872-1010. We've stumbled across the point of grammar that annoys you. Motivated and fueled by no frills. We won't be beat. Apple, think different. Lee. Shawnee says, I fought hard in the grammar crusade, Vin. But now I find that giving in Is Mo better? No, not going to do it, man. Shanna says, I'm looking forward to this segment because I put it on Facebook, right? She said, because some people don't know good grammar. Derek says, when someone says, I seen that, that annoys me. Lisa says, you welcome instead of you're welcome. Does anyone ever say that? I don't think anyone's ever said that to me. Thank you. You welcome. I don't think that's ever happened. I'll tell you, one of the things that you'll have to consider is cracking the international market is a nightmare for these corporations. There's some great stories that you hear from various products and brands that have tried to crack international markets and got it very wrong. The name Coca-Cola in China was first rendered Ki Kao Ki La. Unfortunately, the Coke company didn't discover until after thousands of signs had been printed that the phrase means bite the wax tadpole. Or female horse stuffed with wax, depending on the dialect. Coke then researched 40,000 Chinese characters and found a close equivalent, Kauki Kola, which can be loosely translated as happiness in the mouth, which again is still somewhat questionable. Or maybe it's just my filthy mind. In Taiwan, the translation of the Pepsi slogan, come alive with the Pepsi generation, came out as Pepsi will bring your ancestors back from the dead. I like that. Also in Chinese, the Kentucky Fried Chicken slogan, finger licking good, which is quite good, isn't it, as slogans go. Finger licking good came out as eat your fingers off. Yeah, you're going to have to do some work on these. Ford had a similar problem in Brazil. This one's a good one. When the Pinto flopped, the company found out that Pinto was Brazilian slang for tiny male genitals. What are you driving nowadays? Oh, just the small balls. The old small nutsack. It's a cracker. Ford Pride actually pried all the nameplates off and substituted it with Corcel, which means horse. Which, again, not sure if that's any better. What are you driving? Ah, horse. You know, I afford a car. 416-872-1010. Grammar that irritates you.
This is the Venny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Inspired by my visit to No Frills today, because I'm a classy guy that's down with the people, I asked you about bad grammar. It was inspired particularly by No Frills. We won't be beat. Which, of course, should be. We won't be beaten. There's so much of it littered around. Am I just one of these grammar Nazis that should relax? Or are you two on board with this irritation of the butchering of the English language? 416-872-1010, or you can text in on 71010. Loads of texts came in. Vinny, the name of the movie you're looking for in South Africa was Division 9. Yeah, that's it. Go down the road, go lift the robots. It's all right, mate. I park my car in a garage. I'm telling you, man, he's a prawn. Good evening to all our listeners in South Africa that were listening and then tuned out because I was mildly racist. Vinny, the correct grammar for the Walmart slogan should be live well. A verb needs an adverb to quantify it. Thank you. 10 items or less, text someone. 10 items or less. 10 items or fewer, not less. I find Rob Ford annoying. He tends to say chew Rono. Yeah. But then we all do the Tranna thing, don't we? Like when I'm in the UK, I say I live in Toronto. But when I'm in Canada, like if I'm in Ottawa, and they go, where are you going? I have to say Tranna, because you can't possibly put more than one syllable in it. Someone wrote, you know nothing. Canada's different. It's better here. We like our language. It's very unique, eh? Please tell me you're joking or I might just leave. Maybe No Frills is telling you that they are tough and will not be assaulted. Very good. We won't be beat. I say hung because I don't like the way hanged sounds. I can't stand when people say, oh, I can't say that. It's a bit rude. Sorry. I get halfway through a text message and realise I can't do it. Sorry. Well, it's radio and there's family listening, for goodness sake. Can't go dragging through the mud. The grammar's already bad enough. John, hello. You called in on 416-872-1010.
Hey, Vinny, it's John. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm all right. Yeah.
It really grinds my gears when people are trying to say that they don't care about something. They say, I could care less. Which means they care a little, at least, if they can care less. What they mean to say is, I couldn't care less, because that means you care zero.
It's actually a very good point, because if you look at it, I could care less means that if you are capable of caring less, you obviously care.
So right. Therefore, if you care, you've actually said the exact opposite of what you want to say.
It's annoying.
Since we're on the subject, actually, since we're on the subject, irregardless, since we're on the subject, what was it Bush said as well? I like that one. They misunderestimated me.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite.
And nuclear is going around again, too, and I think John Baird is guilty of that one.
Put it in a sentence?
Nuclear. Instead of nuclear.
Yeah. I've gone nuclear.
Nuclear.
What was the one I was going to say? Oh, I couldn't care less is one. It's gone now. It'll come back in a minute. Thanks, John. I've forgotten the one. There's so many that annoy me. I could do this for a whole show. Hello, Gillian or Gillian?
Gillian.
Hello, Gillian.
Oh, hi. Well, this isn't exactly grammar, but, you know, sick children's hospital always annoys me because I'm just looking at the dictionary. I believe the definition of a hospital is a place for sick people. So you wouldn't have a hospital for well children or a hospital for well people, you know. I don't know why they have that. Sick children's hospital for sick children.
Actually, sick kids as well.
Sick kids. I mean, whatever. I mean, why not just say, in the States, they have hospital for children's hospital.
Yes,
you know?
A children's hospital.
Children's hospital. I'm just looking at the dictionary for the definition of hospital. A hospital is for sick people.
Yes.
So whoever thought up this thing on Avenue Road, it is so ignorant, I'm always embarrassed. Every time I see the sick children's hospital for sick children, it's just unbelievable. I'm just looking at the definition of hospital, an institution for the care of the sick.
Yes.
It is like redundant, you know what I mean?
It's like saying Steve's funeral home for dead people.
Yeah, right.
We don't really need it. Yeah. Thanks, love. Oh. You could do it across everything. Harry's plastic surgery for people that have definitely got mild lack of confidence in one way or another. Probably wouldn't boost sales, but you know, it's out there. I don't know if this is a joke or not. I can't stand people overanalyze grammar when you know what's meant. I think it's a joke. It's got the winky face, so it must be. 71010, if you want to text in. There's so many. Colgate introduced a toothpaste in France called Q, and it was the name of a notorious pornographic magazine. Should have thought that through. In Italy, a campaign for Schweppes tonic water translated the name into Schweppes toilet water. Yeah, again, you've got to think these things through. Someone else has texted. No, if you do text me, drop your name on the back because I'd like to give you a shout. Someone says, another horrid expression, all's you have to do. All's? Yeah, that one annoys me. Actually, I'm not down with the whole pluralisation of anyway, either. Anyways, let's move on. 416-872-1010 if you want to get involved. A lot of people think that it's fine. I don't think you should think it's fine. I'll tell you what else annoys me. The term literally has now been put in the Oxford English Dictionary to mean both things. So, just in case there was any clarity needed, and if you listen to any media, there is, because everyone gets it wrong. Literally always meant, i.e. not figuratively. So, for example, if you were literally up to scratch, would mean that you literally were standing on or just in front of a scratch, right? Literally. And now, over the years, it's been basically taken apart and used in the wrong way. And you hear it all the time now, don't you? I was literally on a streetcar. Well, I didn't think you were figuratively on it. I didn't think it was a metaphor. I didn't. If it was, it was a really vague one, very oblique. So now, because of this, and I'm actually kind of on side with the Oxford English Dictionary because they always put words in that are used in the way they are used, and so language evolves. And if it didn't, we'd all be, you know, moaning about the fact that we should be speaking as Shakespeare does. So I appreciate the fact that they're trying, but now it means both things. So literally means figuratively, and it means literally, if you know what I mean. And if you don't, and you've just tuned out, or you've gone to the booze cabinet to drink heavily, don't worry, I understand. It's going to get worse, though, because in a minute we're going to do the top 10 worst Christmas songs. And I tell you what, I think this whole show should just be called Ranting About Stuff That's Crap, because that seems to be what I'm doing a lot of at the moment. I am really happy here, by the way. I wonder if some people sometimes listen to this and think, this guy is just miserable. It's just a whining, miserable pom. No, I'm all right. I like it. It's great. Put my Christmas decorations up the other day. I feel all festive. I love living here. Company's doing well. Everything's all right. Oh, that's a quick link. I should promote my company. Sorry about this. I know it's blatant and, frankly, almost a little bit pushy, but here we go. Are you looking for a canvas print? Then why not use MrPhotoCanvas.com? A unique gift idea. A very unique gift idea for you this year. Why not give a loved one a picture of your dog, your face, or your house, or perhaps a body part? Use MrPhotoCanvas.com. We'll print anything as long as it's not really pornographic. Good. Needs a bit of work, but I've never been one for advertising my own company. Vinny, the word refurbished is redundant. No, it's not. Is it? If you buy a refurbished Mac from the Apple store, you know that it's being used in one way or another, so it's not. I disagree with you on that. And you'll be looking for a discount. Refurbished is not a redundant word, I don't think. You want to fight about it? Come on, I'll take you down. All right, when we come back, we're going to look at the worst Christmas songs of all time. Right here, you're listening to In Depth Radio News Talk 1010.
You're tuned in to The Vinny White Show on In Depth Radio News Talk 1010.
I shouldn't have brought this up because now I listen to some of the ads during that ad break, and I think four of them had bad grammar in their slogans, including Walmart. But having said that, they advertise with us. So, do you need some stuff? Why not go to Walmart Cyber Monday tomorrow? Sorry, I feel as if I may have... Yeah, I've just sold my soul. That is officially it. I've just sold my soul. Right here, live on the radio. Promoted Walmart. 10 to 10 is the time. I actually had to run off to the bathroom during that break as well. You don't need to know this, but we've come this far. I feel like we're pretty close. I had a curry last night. Tell you what. Unbelievable. Just repeating on me all day. I need to keep the toilet paper in the fridge. Do you know what I mean? Too much? TMI? Okay. Oh, it was a friend's house. I went around a friend's house. She's Canadian, and so too is her husband. But they both have Indian and Pakistani roots. And they're really funny because they you would never know, other than the brown skin, you'd never know that they were really, because they've been born here, you would never really know of their background until they start talking about food. It's really funny. Like last night, they were like, "No, we're going to have some wine. It'll be awesome. We'll put the tree up. And you want a glass of water, Vinny? Yeah, awesome. Nice to see you. So later on, we're probably going to have some gel frizzy." And you're like, "Whoa, where did that come from?" And then the food arrives and they're like, "It's pretty hot, actually. You can get some more spicy sauce on the side. But if you want, I'll serve it up with this. It's like a lentil dish. It's called dal. It has its roots in Bangladesh." It was funny. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the top 10 worst Christmas songs of all. I said, "Don't you smell those cookies in bed? Oh, can't you see that belly is shaking? Don't take a cookie over that pan. You don't want to mess with this man. You've never seen this." I can't remember where they were from. You're more than welcome to text in if you're a handsome lover. 71010, let me know where they're from. But the song, give us a bit more, is "Everybody Knows the Claws" from Hanson. The people that brought us the deep and meaningful poetic work of Mbop, by the way. Pretty awful, but there's worse to come. Like this, for example. This is "Please Daddy, Don't Get Drunk for Christmas" from John Denver.
Please Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas.
Nothing says cheerful Christmas cheer like alcoholism and potential domestic violence. Play this in a dive bar outside of town and get ready for the biggest, burliest biker to bawl like a baby on your shoulder. It's bleak.
I don't want to see my mama cry.
Wonderful, and don't we all feel better? Well, if you want to feel more upbeat, then you can always rely on New Kids on the Block, can't you?
Ho, ho, ho! Oh, little train. My little elf, another great Christmas.
Man, it's boring. Same thing every year.
So let's have a funky Christmas.
Go on down, let's go. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Kids on the Block, who did that voiceover, and I was actually, part of me then just actually died inside. Good chunk of me, actually. This show's never going to be the same after just that intro. I actually cringed. But I didn't even make it. This is Funky Christmas. More than half the lyrics of this 90s
crap piece is Funky Funky Christmas. I don't think they actually got around to really writing any verses. Makes me think that perhaps, just perhaps, it might have been a way of getting money. Call me cynical, baby cakes.
It's Christmas time. We're going to celebrate with a rhyme. Danny D, are you ready? Ready as a lamb is steady.
You know Joey Joe's ready.
Jordan and John.
Yeah.
Come on.
We got a funky, funky Christmas going on.
So boring as well. It's nothing in it. It's not even a melody.
I'm a funky, funky Christmas.
All right, get rid of it. It's giving me a hernia. And not a good one. Now, Cyndi Lauper is a vocal legend, an activist, a fashion icon, and by all accounts, a very lovely human being, Cyndi Lauper. But then Einstein was a genius, and he inadvertently invented an atomic bomb. Cyndi Lauper, the Christmas conga.
It's time to make a Christmas punch. We'll thank the streamers from the Sicilian. Bring out the old cheap, ring in the new year, and get that Christmas feeling.
Here comes the chorus.
I wish you joy that never left.
Oh my God.
I
didn't actually know that it was possible for blood to come out of your ears until right now. Well, I'm sure it'll get better as we look at the top 10 worst Christmas songs of all time. And could it get any better than Donald Yetta's Gardener? All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth.
Okay, so I hate any song that is sung by precocious children because A, it sounds awful, B, reminds me of how badly I behaved at school and how badly I've done in life, and C, it sounds awful. And yes, I did say it sounds awful twice because it sounds awful. Moving on, Merry Christmas with Love was from Clay Aitken.
She leaned with her head on the window.
There's so many Christmas songs that sound like a warm, damp blanket made out of a rolled cheese log that slowly smothers you, but this one is, of course, the worst. This was actually written in a cheese factory.
So many seasons ago.
It's the sort of thing you'd see at the end of a crap American movie.
When children would reach for their stockings.
Makes me want to reach for a gun.
And open the presents they found.
And I'm happy to use it on anyone, including myself.
The lights on the tree would shine bright in their eyes, reflecting the love.
So that's Merry Christmas with Love. If you're planning getting violent with anyone this week, perhaps you'd like to attack someone that had sex with your wife, or perhaps you'd like to do a bank job, can I very strongly suggest listening to that before you leave the house. Really get you in the mood. Elmo and Patsy did Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
So Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer is a novelty song, and the funny thing about novelty songs is they're not funny. So let's move on to something that makes me embarrassed to be European. This was originally by Sabrina, but then was ripped off by the Cheeky Girls, and it's bloody awful. This is Boys and Girls with Xmas
Girls?
Time
Let's
Love.
Go.
Nothing to do with Christmas. Nothing. Part of the word Christmas is in it. If you ever want to laugh, by the way, you should watch the video for this. Cheeky Girls, Boys and Girls, Christmas Time Love. It's soft pornography from the early 90s and has possibly acting that's actually worse than that of pornography, which is an incredible achievement. At number two of the worst Christmas songs of all time, there's this from New Song. This, by the way, is Christmas Shoes.
It was all.
I won't bore you with this because if we played this in its entirety, we'd lose every listener we have. But if ever you feel like things are really going badly in the world, listen to this song, remember you didn't write it, and realise how special you are.
Standing right in front of me was a little boy.
boy waiting anxiously.
It's all about
pacing round like a little boy
buying a pair of shoes.
And in his hands he held
for your mother with cancer. I know, I'm sorry, that's not a joke, it's actually what it's about. And if you think that's bad, couldn't get worse than talking about cancer in a Christmas song, could it? Yes, actually it could.
Oh, this is Santa Claus, saying I won't be around this year. I'm a bit sick.
Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
Yes, yes, this is actually a song.
And he won't be round to spread his Christmas cheer.
So there you go, that's Tiny Tim with Santa Claus Glory has got the AIDS this year. I should mention, by the way, it's an unfortunately named diet bar of the late 70s, and they didn't actually know that AIDS was going to come out as a disease. So a very unfortunate and painfully difficult song, and maybe a good way to finish the show. I think I will disappear now. Goodbye. I'll see you next week. Thanks for joining me. My name is Vinnie White.